The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 19 of Ms. and Mrs. And y'all, it is a French invasion.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Maurice's entire family, or I should say immediate family, so her brother, her sisters, and all their children and their spouses and everything are on their way to Austin. The whole family is coming for a visit, and they're invading Chateau Marmiz.
And here's the kicker. They don't speak English.
Some of them do.
Barely. Some of them don't. Barely. They speak light English.
They speak light English, and they were using Google Translate, which I thought was amazing.
That was pretty funny.
Like, the kids were on their phones typing it into Google Translate, like, wait, that doesn't, what? That doesn't translate into anything. What is that?
What does that mean? MV what?
Yeah. So, and he's just like, yeah, this is where they all talk about me in front of me and laugh at me. And Maurice is like, that doesn't happen. And he's like, oh, you think I don't think that happens?
He hears the word Mike, a bunch of words, and then the word Mike. He knows.
He knows.
He understands.
Like, he doesn't know exactly what they're saying, but he knows they're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're all getting ready to go upstairs to settle into their rooms, and Miz has left his suitcase sitting out in the hallway, airing out. And Maurice is like, please take your stinky suitcase, get it out of the way, so they can all go upstairs. And her brother is joking with her that you brought us all the way here to show us your luggage.
And they're also guests. You should take their bags upstairs.
Yeah, so, you know, they're basically saying bon voyage, and Miz is like, what are they saying? And Maurice goes, oh, well, they're saying that, you know, since they're guests, you should have to take all their luggage upstairs. And he's like, damn it. And he does it,
yeah. Or attempts to, anyway.
And they all applaud him as he carries everything upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, he makes it up the stairs. It's a little bit later. And, you know, he's trying to be a good uncle. He's trying to have a good time, you know, with his nieces and nephews and enjoy this family bonding experience. And so he decides, you know, to do what we all do, break down the language barrier and play some video games.
Video game. It's all about that video game.
But first he gives them giant gummy bears to butter them up. And then he's like, we're going to play video games with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. But we all know how competitive Miz is.
He's very competitive.
And, well, he doesn't like to lose, and so he decides to use the video games as a teaching moment, and he basically beats the snot out of, like, a 10-year-old.
Pretty
in
much,
Street
yeah.
Fighter.
Yeah. Which is key. Street Fighter is key.
And, you know, Maurice is like, they come in and Miz is celebrating beating this kid, and he kind of looks a little downcast and is like, aww. And Maurice is like, dude, calm down. It's not about winning. It's about everybody having fun. And Mike's like, no, it's not. I'm teaching this kid an important lesson. And Maurice is like, I'm going to come over there and smack you because you're hurting his feelings.
Right?
Like, he's a kid. You're an adult. You're 37 years old, Mike. Tone it down. To which, I forget how the line exactly came into play, but basically Monroe is a winner, so Miz is going to have to teach her this lesson because, you know, she's got the Mizanin genetics.
He won't have to teach her because she's already going to be a winner because she has Mizanin genetics, and Maurice just rolls her eyes.
It's like, oh.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey.
You're so special. You think you have winning genes?
Oh, dear. So. But, you know, all is not lost with the kids because the little girl, Alexei, made Miz shoes. She bedazzled him some sneakers and she wants him to wear them when he wrestles. And, of course, he says yes.
But he's so fond of his stinky shoes because he's had them for over 10 years. It's one he won the WWE title in. I mean, he doesn't feel comfortable wearing anything else.
Well, but okay, he says he doesn't know if it's superstition, he doesn't know what it is, because wrestlers can be very superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's worn the same boots for 10 years, which is really surprising, because you hear that people go through boots quite a lot.
But he's more wearing sneakers than boots.
Yeah. So I think it's a little bit less wear and tear on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though, but yeah, so he has had the same boots for 10 years. He probably cycles in and out. I would suspect, like, he doesn't wrestle in those all the time.
Or they're the same ones.
Same brand.
Same brand. He probably has a bunch of the same shoe.
Yeah, that he just cycles
mm-hmm.
in and out, that kind of thing.
Because he wears kick pads, so he only wears the shoe. He only wears shoes, not full-on boots.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he agrees because he's a good uncle like that. So then we go to TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the best part of this whole show. We get us some Xavier Woods.
Because it's up, up, down, down time.
Keep it tight! Yes! So basically, Miz is there to challenge Woods in Street Fighter, because Miz is the best at Street Fighter. Nobody beats Miz at Street Fighter.
Except Woods twice.
Except Xavier Woods on two separate occasions. And on both of those occasions, Woods has taken Miz's commemorative titles, his IC title, and
I think
one of his
U.S. title, I think, or tag title, something. He took another title.
Yeah, it was either U.S. or tag. Might have been the heavyweight championship off of Miz. So Woods owns at least two of Miz's titles because of Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So Miz feels that, you know, it's redemption time. He's gonna win back everything. So he challenges Woods, and Woods is like, okay, all right.
It's double or nothing. It's double or nothing time.
Double or nothing time. And so Woods is like, okay, all right, well, you're going to have to put up your Major League Baseball MVP award for the All-Star game.
He doesn't want to do that.
And he doesn't want to do that. So Woods asks for Maurice's Divas title.
Mm-hmm. And you see what had happened was Miz lost.
Yes.
And then he had to then sneak the title out of the house.
Which he kind of does, because he sort of, like, gets it out of there. The kids aren't really paying attention, and then he has to help Marjo, and then he throws the title in the bag. And then Maurice comes in, and she's like, oh, what did you pack? And he's like, oh, nothing. Nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's completely fine.
You pack really quick. It feels heavy.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. So this is where it becomes double or nothing.
Yes, this is where it becomes double or nothing with Woods. And so, if Miz loses, he has to present the Divas title to Xavier Woods on his knees, and also give Xavier the MLB MVP trophy.
Mm-hmm. We had a cameo from Tyler Breeze, Prince Pretty, in this episode.
Yeah, and Mikaze was also in this, but they blurred his face.
They blurred his face.
But it's like, it's so clearly Mikaze, like we all know. If you watch him down, it's like, oh, there he is!
You know who it was. He just didn't have signed release.
Yeah. So, we do Double or Nothing, and, well, Miz loses. So we see him on his knees presenting the title to Woods, and Tyler and Mikaze start giving Miz crap, like, hey, do it again! Make it Triple or Nothing! Go for the house! Put up the house! Come on, let's go for the house! And Miz is like, I hate all of you so much. So now Miz is in trouble.
But
because his...
Go ahead.
Well, because His plan, y'all, was, okay, he's lost Maurice's title, but he's going to win it back. So it's fine. That's why he did the whole double or nothing thing was, well, he'll get it back before she ever notices they're gone. Or it's gone. Right? Because women, we notice nothing. Men, I want you all to take note from this episode, because I feel like this show is a learning experience for people. Like, I really, 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 really do. Like, last week or 2 weeks ago, we had it where women, you know, we take advantage of selective hearing. Yeah. Okay? This is another teaching moment right here. This episode. We'll get there. But,
so
you know, anyway.
We should make mention this was happening at SmackDown, and Miz's entire family, Maurice's entire family's there.
Yes, while he's doing this.
Yeah.
So, Miz loses. He has to do the thing. And, well, he's screwed, because now he's not going to get this title back. Which, I'm kind of sitting here watching this, and it's like, well, why didn't you just buy a replica title and give it to Woods?
Because they know. You know what the title WWE gives, and then what the replica is. You know.
Oh, I know they know, but it's like, okay, if you needed to get out of it that bad, why didn't you just, I don't know, buy the replica title, put it back in the house until...
Because you know, you just know, he couldn't fool her.
Well, clearly, we'll get into that. So, Miz is put backstage, he's putting on the shoes, he's very nervous about wearing the shoes because they're not exactly comfortable for him. He doesn't really know what's going on, and people are walking around, and Brian sees them, and he's like, oh my god, really?
And Miz is like, I know, and then you just see a smirk on Brian's face, and just like a no comment.
And then Kofi walks up, and he's like, oh damn, look at those shoes! Like, you know, he's making a big deal about the shoes and how cool they are. And Miz tells him, oh, my niece made them for me, and I'm wearing them for her. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. I really like that, you know? So Miz feels more confident about his shoes. And then Asuka sees them, and Asuka likes them. And so they go out. This is for the Mixed Match Challenge. And he goes out there, and he wrestles in the shoes in front of his entire family, and, you know, especially his niece who made them. And the shoes get highlighted on the show, and everybody's talking about them. And, you know, after the match, he gives her a little shout-out because she made the shoes. And it's just a really cute, sweet little moment.
It was cool.
And he feels, you know, and basically Maurice is like, I can now see how far you're going to go as a dad.
Mm.
And it's going to be amazing. And it is, because he's going to do stuff like that for Monroe, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
And for the second baby, the second unnamed child who has yet to come as well. Like, they are just, he's just going to be wrapped around their little finger. Like, they're going to own him.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
He's so, like, Monroe, she's already got him. But when the second one comes, oh, my God, he's so dead.
He's so dead.
Like, he's just screwed. And then we get back to Austin, where we're going on a Mizanin Oulette family outing together. We're in a van going, it's raining, it's cold, to some unknown location, and all of a sudden George Mizanin gets a phone call. I don't want to know what this phone call is, because God knows what that man's up to. But we find out apparently Miz's dad ordered Viagra
a long time ago,
which his mom is like, wait, what?
She could barely hear. She's going, what?
Yeah, and so they're talking about it. Miz is driving, and George is next to him in the front seat. And they start talking about Viagra and the cost of Viagra and all this other stuff, and how George, of course, has the hookup on the little blue pill. And, well, instead of paying $65 a pop for Viagra, George paid $1, which, you know, that's not suspect. That's not suspect at all.
So he got that Mexican Viagra.
Which, my whole thing is, it's like, I did not need to...
You did not need to know about it.
I don't need to know about George Mizanin's sex life. No offense to George Mizanin, but, like, I don't want to be thinking about that, okay? Mm-hmm. I just, you know...
Don't need to know.
There are just certain things in my life I'm good with. That's one of them, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we arrive at the family outing, and it's this stunt boot camp place. I forget exactly what it was called, but they blew up a van. I remember that. But this is basically, they're going to do a series of games as a family. So there's like axe and spear throwing, which Maurice wins and Miz fails at. And then we're doing paintball, Oulettes versus Mizanins. And well, the Mizanins get the floor wiped, or get their clocks cleaned, I should say. They get wiped. Whatever the phrase is. Anyway, they get their clocks cleaned.
They got their clocks cleaned. They were wiped off the floor.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. And so, you know, Maurice is dominating. So Maurice has decided she's going to use this as a teaching moment for Miz of how obnoxious he was being with the kids, you know, because he's so competitive. She's going to teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miz is a little too smart for that. And he decides to pull the revenge of the nerds when they do tug of war. which Miz asks her in the little sit down, have you ever seen Revenge of the Nerds? And she's like, no, I'm French. And he just smiles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all lined up. We're ready for, you know, tug of war. It's, you know, we've all got our game faces on, our mean faces on. 1, 2, 3. And the Oulettes give a mighty tug. And the Mizanins just let go, and they all go flying into the mud. To which the Mizanins laugh and just celebrate, and Maurice is pissed. And Marjo is especially pissed. like, she's ready to kick Miz's backside, and so they all chase him around and, like, pin him down in the mud as punishment for the fact that, you know, they tried to teach him a lesson and failed.
And they completely failed,
yeah. Yeah, because he's like, I had fun, I lost, but I had fun doing it, and she's just like, I hate you. So, now it's time we need to come clean. Miz can't get the title back in the house quick enough. He's gonna have to tell his wife that he gambled her title away. So, you know, she's in the bedroom, she's laying across the bed, reading her phone, and Miz walks in, and he's like, hey, sexy lady, how about a little smackdown? Want to have a little fun? And she's like, you know, there's 42 people in the house. Why would we have sex right now? And he's like, I don't know, you want to have fun? You want to, you know, take a risk? And she's like, okay, all right, tell you what, you get in the bed, you stay right here, I'll be right back. And so she disappears. So Miz, of course, immediately gets down to his underwear, gets in the bed, tells the camera crew to get out, and out walks Maryse, fully clothed, with her Divas Championship. Miz is screwed.
He's like, yeah, he's screwed.
He knows he's screwed, mm-hmm. On top of that. Like, there it is. She's got it. And so he's like, how did you get that? And she's like, oh, this title right here? Yeah, I talked to Woods.
I made a deal with him. I don't own it. He lent it to me. I can get it back if you do one thing. Lose.
To teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm. You have to lose to the kids to teach yourself a lesson. And if that happens, then you get your trophy back and I get my belt back.
And Miz is like, but I can't. She's like, well then, you know, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But first he gets called a dumbass for gambling her belt away. But, you know, he's just like, crap, what do I do? Because she knows, and he knows he's in trouble. But if he loses to the kids, it's all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all fine as long as, you know, he does what she wants. But basically, you know, the whole setup is between her and Woods. And it's like, all right, he's got to do the thing. So Miz agrees to, quote unquote, let the kids win. Well, what he doesn't know is the kids have had a little extra help. Little coaching, if you will, from one Xavier Woods. And he teaches them how to beat Miz in Street Fighter.
And Miz is like, well, crap, after he got beat. It's like, well, they did what I did. They practiced. They learned. The lesson worked. I taught them a lesson.
And Maryse is just like,
no.
No. You lost. She's actually too busy dancing and celebrating that Miz lost.
Her strutting around with the belt before the game and, like, just staring at him. It's like, you know what you gotta do. You just gotta do it.
I liked her flossing in the background, mm-hmm. behind him afterwards.
That was great.
So tremendous. Her face was everything, because she's just like, yeah! And he's just sitting there, damn it. But yeah, this was a great episode. This was super fun.
It was a lot of fun.
So, we'll have to see what episode 20 holds.
We will.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com / Wild Talk Radio Network, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Twitch.tv/WTLive. Listen to the Rack Live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Use credit code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be back next week with episode 20. Till then, bye!